I'm Elizabeth Lozano, co-host of the Holistic Success Show, and I want to thank you for tuning in to the Meditation for Health podcast. After listening, I invite you to download an episode of the Holistic Success Show, our free weekly web show dedicated to offering practical advice for more balanced living. And to stay abreast of our latest podcasts and webisodes, sign up for our free newsletter at www.theholisticsuccessshow.com. Now let's get started with this week's podcast with Dr. Puff.
Welcome. I want to continue to encourage everyone to meditate on a daily basis. I recommend in the morning, right after you get up, and again in the evening, just before you go to bed. Meditation has countless benefits to you and to those around you, because you'll become a happier, more peaceful human being. Last week we had a guided meditation, and next week we'll have talks on the different types and forms of meditation. And this week, we're going to look at a research study that has looked into the benefits of meditation for future therapists. If you were wanting to become a marriage and family therapist, you would go to graduate school for 2 to 3 years and then finish with your marriage and family license. Virginia Tech has such a program, and what they decided to do is teach their students meditation and see the benefits it has on their training and ability to be a therapist. So 13 students were involved in this study. They all attended Virginia Tech, and they reported on the benefits of meditating in regards to their therapeutic practice. What they found was very interesting, and I think indicative of the importance of meditating for future and current psychotherapists. Because the results of this study are the benefits to the therapists because of their own meditative practice. One benefit to these meditating psychotherapist students was that they reported to be able to be more present during their sessions with their client. It's very normal for a beginning psychotherapist to wander, to have their minds worried about what they're going to say next. But what they found was during meditation, they were able to just be really present with their client before them and respond naturally instead of thinking about what they're going to say next. It was clearly a very good benefit. In my opinion, having someone being a really good listener, knowing that they're 100% present with what you're saying, feels very good and healthy in regards to having them be empathetic and caring for you. So clearly, meditation helped these therapists be present with their clients and not have their minds distracted on other thoughts or worries. Next, this study found that the therapist felt calmer in general, and that they were able to slow down and not be in such a hurry during the session. Though these students were aware of their inner chatter, they were able to decrease it or disassociate from it and thus be more present with the client before them. They also reported feeling more acceptance and compassion for their client, which is, I think, something very beautiful that came out of the study. And finally, they even encouraged their clients to meditate themselves because they saw the benefits of meditation, and some even meditated with their clients. Finally, the researchers of the study felt that their results suggested that meditation may be a useful addition to clinical training. But from a broader perspective, I want to talk about the benefits for you and I. If meditation helps you to be more present, more empathetic, more compassionate towards others, wouldn't we all benefit from that ability to be able to love others, to care for others? I definitely have found that to be true in my own case. Over the years, meditation has really softened my heart, helping me to see the beauty in everyone. And when I'm with someone, I really try to be present and listen to them 100%, not letting my mind get distracted, but truly to be present with them. And I feel that meditation greatly helps me in this ability to do that. Of course, the proof is in the pudding, and my hope is someday we'll be able to meet and you'll be able to discover for yourself whether I'm able to be present with you. And if you find this to be true, if this study excites you, I encourage you to meditate, because having compassion, being present with other people, is truly a wonderful gift that you can share with those that you love. Many people don't have anyone to talk to, and I think the more you're able to be present, compassionate, loving, and accepting of others, you will find that they will open up their heart to you, thus creating a bond between the two of you so that their heart can heal from the wounds inside of them. Caring for others is truly a blessing. It just doesn't bless them, it blesses you. Try it. Try reaching out to someone. Be 100% present with them. Most people can tell when your mind wanders, and this causes them to close off or shut down their heart from you because they need a safe, open place, full of compassion to truly open up 100% to another person. Be that person for them. And the way to get there, perhaps, is through meditation. This study would indicate that. So try meditation. There's been other studies sharing the same results, that compassion and empathy arise in being present when you learn to meditate on a regular basis. Continue to meditate, and I look forward to being with you next week. Peace.
Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this week's podcast. You're on your way to a more holistic you, and Dr. Puff and I would like to further your journey by encouraging you to visit our bookstore at www.theholisticsuccessshow.com for more insightful knowledge regarding work, relationships, and overall wellness. Peace.